The History of Yum, How Chocolate Became America's Favorite Candy by Lauren Tarshis. It all started with a smell, sweet and delicious. The year was 1893. A man named Milton Hershey was in Chicago. He was a candy maker from Pennsylvania. He had come to Chicago to visit a huge fair. People from many countries had come to see inventions from all around the world. A new kind of treat. From the moment Hershey entered the exhibition hall, he noticed a great smell that filled the air. What was it? Hershey searched and searched. He walked around, sniffing the air. Finally, he found the source of the yummy aroma. Two men had a special machine. It was making something that few Americans had ever tasted. Chocolate. Today, chocolate is everywhere. You can munch on chocolate bars, slurp up hot chocolate, and gobble many different kinds of chocolate treats. But back in 1893, chocolate was almost unknown in America. If you were a kid in those days, you would have had many candies to choose from. Some favorites were peppermints, lemon drops, and jelly beans. You wouldn't have been able to buy chocolate, though. It was mainly sold in Europe. American candy makers hadn't figured out how to make chocolate. Secret recipe. Milton Hershey wanted very much to become the first American chocolate maker. He bought that machine from the fair. He brought it back to his candy factory. Soon, his company was making chocolate. But Hershey wasn't satisfied. Yes, his chocolates were tasty, but it was a dark and bitter kind of chocolate. Hershey wanted to make milk chocolate, which was sweeter and creamier. He just had to figure out how to make it. His team worked for months. They made a lot of mistakes, but finally they succeeded. They came up with the perfect recipe. The famous factory. Hershey built a new factory in Pennsylvania. He also built a town for his workers. He called the town Hershey. By 1915, Hershey's chocolate bars were one of the best-selling candies in the nation. Milton Hershey died in 1945, but his company lives on. In fact, you can visit his factory and take a tour. If you go there, be sure to sniff the air. It smells sweet and chocolatey. It is the same delicious scent that inspired Milton Hershey more than a century ago. When chocolate tasted yucky. Thousands of years ago, chocolate wasn't so delicious, but many believed it had special powers. The first people to taste chocolate lived about 3,000 years ago. Their home was a rainforest in Central America. They discovered that they could eat the seeds of a cacao tree. They roasted the seeds, then ground them up into a chocolate powder. Next, they mixed the powder with chilies and a drop of honey. This drink tasted like spicy dirt. If you were to have taken a sip, you would have spit it right out. So why did anyone drink it? People believed that drinking chocolate made them smarter and stronger. Centuries went by, more people discovered chocolate. But it was so expensive that only the richest people got to eat it. It wasn't until the 1800s that chocolate makers learned how to make it taste good. Today, chocolate is popular around the world. And the truth is, some kinds of chocolate really can be healthy. Dark chocolate has nutrients and may be good for your brain and heart. It turns out that those ancient chocolate makers were right.